Hi, this is Rose bringing you the phenology report for week of December 10th through December 15th from Bel Air Education Center Science classes in White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Animals we have seen this week include a Canada geese, squirrels, gray, black morph, and albino, snowshoe hare, cottontail rabbit, a male cardinal, female deer and a fawn, trumpeter swan, a staff heard a great horned owl at her house, pheasant, snow geese, and a dead vole. A snowy owl was hit by a car in Bloomington on Monday. The officers pulled it out of the grill of the car, thinking that it only had minor injuries. They brought it to the Raptor Center, where, unfortunately, it died of internal injuries. John said in his report last week that he had not seen one in the wild since he was a teenager, so when we saw the picture of the officer holding the owl, we couldn't imagine how rare that is to be able to do. Andy noticed a rainbow trout in a creek by his dad's house in Cambridge. One student found a Canada goose with just its head torn off. He thinks the possible predator was a mink. We had several sightings in our school forest this week. We saw a red-tailed hawk soaring over our oak trees being chased by two crows. We have been seeing signs of a fox with tracks, but on Wednesday we actually saw the fox in the open during the day. Some things we noticed about our trees. Mountain maple is still holding brown leaves as well as seeds from this year. Human signs of phenology, children sledding down a hill, cars being warmed up in the morning. Only a few students are wearing shorts. Traffic is heavy with ice roads. It is dark again when we go to school with sunrise at 7:47 a.m. and by the time most of our teachers leave, it is already sunset at 4:20. There were people ice fishing on Chisago Lake on the channel. Weather. The high of the week this week was 38 degrees Fahrenheit. The low of the week was 9 degrees. We had several different types of precipitation all in one weather event on Monday the 11th. There was rain, sleet, small snowflakes, and big wet snowflakes. Several lakes still have open water, including White Bear Lake. We have snow on all five school days, but all small amounts. That's all from Julianne's class. Until next week.